Sri Dakshinamurti Stotram by Adi Sankara Bhagavat Pada, translated by P. R. Ramachandra. Verse 1. I praise and salute that Dakshinamurti, who faces the south, who explains the true nature of the Supreme Brahman through his state of silence, who is young in looks, who is surrounded by disciples who are old sages, whose minds are fixed on Brahman, who is the greatest of teachers, who shows the Chin Mudra by his hand, who is personification of happiness, who is in the state of extreme joy within himself, and who has a smiling face. Verse 2. Similar to the image of town as seen in the mirror, when one sees the image of the world within him, the world appears as if it is outside. It is similar to his seeing due to illusion, during the state of sleep, that the one real fact appears as many different truths. And he realizes, when he wakes up and sees the reality, that he is really the one and only one soul. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 3. Like the germ inside the seed is its part, but becomes different after development, the many places and time which are before us are drawn by illusion in the board of life in a peculiar manner, by a great savant or an expert siddha, who can create them as per their will. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 4. He who exists as the real light of truth and shines in the false world of appearance, and he who teaches disciples the great saying, "Thou art that," after realizing its import, gets away from this cycle of life and death. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 5. Like the light emanating from a lamp, kept in a pot with many holes, goes out in all directions, in the person in whom the wisdom goes out, through the openings of ear, eye, mouth, and thought, and when that person realizes that I know myself, this whole universe shines after him alone, who shines in the consciousness as the knower. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 6. Those great philosophers who think that the body, the soul, and the fickle intellect, the concept of emptiness and all other nothingness, are nothing but themselves, are similar to the women, children, blind, and the ignorant. It is only he who can destroy this veil of ignorance and wake us up from the state of deceit. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 7. Similar to the sun when being masked by the serpent Rahu, knows that it was existing. Once the eclipse is over, that man whose senses are suppressed when he is asleep because of the veil of illusion, realizes that he was in the state of sleep when he wakes up. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 8. Salutations to him who shines and exhibits himself by the beatific Chinna Mudra of the hand, that he exists within the humans as self, forever and non-changing. Even during the changing states of childhood, youth, and old age, and even during the states of sleep, dream, and wakefulness, salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. verse 9. The world sees as cause and effect the differences between us and our Lord, the distinction between teacher and the taught, the distinction between father and son. And so the man is confused by illusion and believes in these differences. During the times of dream and wakefulness, salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 10. To the sake of which supreme Brahman, the universe is shining as self, which is movable and immovable with its aspects of water, fire, air, space, the sun, moon, and the individual soul, and also to those who examine the truth behind the meaning of the universe and find that it consists of nothing but the God who is everywhere. Salutation to the God facing the south, who is the greatest teacher. Verse 11. The concept of the Atma, which is explained in this poem of praise, hearing which, understanding which, meditating which, and singing which, one would attain the state of the godliness and the great state of self-realization. And also, you would get the 8 powers of occult without any problems in between. Verse 12. It is strange to see the very old disciples and the very young teacher who sit under a banyan tree with the teacher always observing silence and the students getting all the doubts cleared. Verse 13. Salutations to that Dakshinamurti, who is the meaning of the Pranava Om, who is the personification of unalloyed wisdom, who is crystal clear in his thought, and who is the epitome of peace. Verse 14. Salutations to that Dakshinamurti, who is the teacher of the entire world, who is the doctor to those afflicted by the disease of birth and death, and who is the treasure, hosts of all knowledge.